Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in a segment we call Ask Maggie. You can ask me basically anything you'd like, politics or not. I will give it my best shot to answer it in the time allotted. Had a great follow-up question. Tim from Eau Claire, thank you, Tim, listening on WCFW. I was talking about things that people can do since April 20th, which is 90 days out from Donald Trump's inauguration, which is the deadline that Trump gave to Pete Hegseth and others on basically how to execute the deportation of 12 million people. We're afraid he might invoke the Insurrection Act and declare martial law. Who knows? I was giving people some pointers. If ICE agents approach you, your home, your church, your car, demand to search or enter, saying that they have an immigration warrant, you decline their offer. It is an offer. They will act like it is a demand. You ask them if they have a federal Article 3 judge-issued warrant, a federal judicial warrant. If they don't have it, they don't have a right to enter. Tim from Eau Claire says, what is to stop the ICE agent from saying, we don't need that type of warrant, and taking you anyways? Well, Tim, that's the rub, ain't it? Not much in the Trump administration. Here's what. Turn your phones on and record that. We got a little feedback here. Chad from Greenfield, go ahead, sir. I understand you've got an objection to lodge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty funny that Democrats are polling at all-time low, 21% currently, and yet you're giving advice how to counteract ICE agents who the American people right now are overwhelmingly for in polls. But yeah, you guys won't mention Lake and Riley. You vote against the Lake and Riley Act.
I didn't vote, sir. I didn't vote. And I think the idea that she died is an abomination. But American citizens kill way more citizens than do migrants.
Would you have voted for the Lake and Riley Act or no if you were in Congress?
It's a good question. I think I probably would have, Chad. I haven't read the bill in detail, but I probably would have supported that.
Well, I hope you would, but I notice that you don't defame anyone that does in your party. I think that's convenient. That's why you guys are part.
Convenient. Okay, Chad, I'm going to jump in here. First of all, when I give advice like this, advising people of their rights, of their due process right that is guaranteed to every person standing on American soil, I think is the ultimate act of a patriot. It's the ultimate act of a patriot in the face of a president who will not follow the Supreme Court's rulings. That is how I define patriotism.
A president has over double the ratings that Democrats have, by the way.
I don't care. At a certain... Listen, sir, let me... If you're going to have a discussion with me, and I'm willing to have this discussion with you, you got to give me a chance to respond. The entire point of the decision written by a Republican conservative jurist yesterday was that this isn't about a popularity contest. It's about our due process rights. Do those matter to you just as much as the popularity contest and the polls do? Does the Constitution matter?
People that are illegal in our country committing crimes who are on a federal list, it matters to me that they get out. It matters to me that our country...
Do you care, sir, about due process rights? Or
not
are those just
illegal that has federal laws against them and they're not in our country in the first place? It cracks me up.
Chad, do you know that even if someone is a criminal and here illegally, they're entitled to a due process right? That's what the Constitution guarantees.
Do illegal people that are not in our country have constitutional rights?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Chad, do you not I'm going to try this one more time. The Constitution protects people who are here illegally as to due process rights. Yes, it does. The Supreme Court.
Well, in order to have the due process, don't we have to apprehend them? If you just keep on telling them to let them go and avoid, how do they get the due process? How's the due process going to happen if you tell them to avoid federal officials?
Sir, I would tell them to cooperate with an ICE agent if I had faith that the federal government would afford them their due process rights. It would be a different discussion entirely.
How are they going to have due process if you tell them to avoid them? See, that's the funny thing. That's why you guys are...
Chad, come on.
You care more about them than you do about Lake and Riley.
First of all, that is offensive on its face. And the last time I checked, we didn't afford rights to people depending on whether or not they were popular. I care about Lake and Riley. I am offended that she was murdered, as I am every person who has the ultimate right, their right to life taken from them illegally. But in this country, we present evidence in a court. We don't have marauding gangs of ICE agents or citizens pick up other people, strip them of their due process rights. I don't trust ICE agents right now to provide due process, sir. That's my problem. How do you propose to solve that problem? I think we should prosecute murderers. I think we should deport people who are here illegally and commit crimes. Hell yes, brother. Will you stand with me? Will you stand with me on the air right now and say that you will stick up for the Constitution, that you believe in the Constitution?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you believe in the Constitution? Yeah,
Well, of course I believe in the Constitution, but you're warping it your way. You're painting the...
I'm not warping it my way, Chad. Do you understand the Constitution protects illegal people and gives them the right to due process?
Of course, but if they're illegally, how are they going to have due process, Maggie, if you're telling them to avoid the due process? You're telling them to avoid the ICE officials. How is the due process even going to happen?
What I'm saying, Chad, you are twisting, Chad, you are twisting what I'm saying beyond its intent. No, Chad, listen. What do you say when people are like, is this a chicken and the egg problem? What I just said to you was, hey, if I had faith that these people would be afforded due process and not sent to El Salvador and housed like animals in one of the world's most violent prisons, I would say submit yourself to the process. You can trust our court system. You can trust this administration.
So when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton...
Here we go, the whatabouts. I'm done with that. Sorry, we had to hijack because, you know, things happen. I'll take some calls when we get back. Everybody is lining up on the phone lines. We're going to take them. We're going to get Terry Barr in there, too. Listen, nothing like a little Ask Maggie to get the blood pumping. One of our callers having an Ask Maggie question. How do you not swear on the air when you get all fired up? With great, great fortitude and control. Lori from Hayward, I see you. Mark, all of our callers, we're going to try to get to you. Dale from Wausau, everybody on the text lines. Hold your horses. We're going to get there. Brief message is and will be.